Hey there, explorers. Welcome to Curious Sparks, the show where we dive into the coolest, most exciting topics that you love, like monster trucks and, yeah, even Barbie dolls. Yep, it's all here. So here's how it works. Each episode is like a mini adventure. We uncover fun stories, discover amazing facts, and honestly, just explore together. And, well, I'm your guide on this wild ride. You can call me Max Velocity. But wait, did you know? Curious Sparks is all about you. That's right. Every time you tune in, you're helping me on this journey of discovery. Isn't it cool to think of yourself as part of this adventure? So, ready to ignite that curiosity and dive in? Let's go. No holding back. All right. Last time we talked about dogs, let's now catapult ourselves into the world of cats and their incredible journey through history. Did you know that cats started off as wild animals? Yep, they weren't always sleeping on comfy couches or chasing red laser dots. In fact, troublemakers like them were already making waves in one of the most famous ancient civilizations, Egypt. Can you picture it? Cats weren't just pets back then, they were treated like, I don't know, royal celebrities. Here's the thing. Egyptians absolutely adored cats. They even thought of them as magical protectors. Mysterious, right? There were statues, paintings, carvings, all showing off how much they loved their feline friends. Some folks even made it a rule, don't mess with cats, or you'd be in big trouble. And get this, cats were so important that they were sometimes mummified just like pharaohs. Yep, they turned into tiny cat mummies. Imagine a museum with a bunch of these ancient furballs ready to protect their owners in the afterlife. Pretty wild, huh? But it wasn't just about the looks or the mummies. Cats actually helped out a ton. They were pest catchers, you know, chasing after mice and keeping houses and granaries safe from rodents. People must have thought, wow, what a genius idea to keep them around. And over time, cats became more than just workers. They became part of the family. Oh, and cats weren't just rock stars in Egypt. Other cultures thought they were amazing, too. There's art and writing from all over talking about cats as symbols of grace and, basically, ninja-level protectors. They've been loved for centuries, and it's not hard to see why. I mean, come on, who doesn't love a cat doing that slow blink thing? Okay, let's talk about something that pretty much every cat lover notices, how no two cats are the same. Some cats are these crazy little dynamos, running, jumping, exploring every single nook and cranny of the house. And then there are the ones who are like, nah, I'm good. And spend all day chilling in one sunny spot, right? So, why are cats so different? It's partly because of their history. Cats were wild hunters, you know, sneaking up on unsuspecting prey with all the patience in the world. But at the same time, they've learned to be companions with, well, us. And that history, as both predators and buddies, kinda shaped their personalities today. You've got cats that are super playful and curious, like, oh, let me poke my paw into this weird box I just found. Or ones that are all calm and independent. But here's the cool thing. Even when they're independent, cats are great at letting you know how they feel. Ever had a cat knead your lap like they're kneading dough? That's their way of saying, I feel safe here. Isn't that sweet? Oh, and purring. That's one of my favorites. You might think, aw, they're purring because they're happy. And, yeah, sometimes they are. Other times, they purr to comfort themselves, like a little furry self-care session. So it's both super adorable and kind of fascinating when you think about it. Some cats are natural explorers, like tiny scientific investigators examining everything in slow motion. They'll sniff, paw, even knock stuff down just to see, what happens if I do this? And that curiosity is so endearing. I mean, they might get in trouble sometimes. Oops, there goes the lamp. But how can you stay mad at those whiskers? All right, so we've talked about the history of cats and their quirky, one-of-a-kind personalities. Let's wrap things up with how we, as humans, can build super strong bonds with our feline friends. I mean, who doesn't want to be a cat's favorite human, right? Here's the cool thing about cats. They're like these little detectives. The moment they trust someone, it's next level rewarding. You might see it when they follow you around the house, rub their heads against your legs, or even just sit beside you with that sweet, satisfied look. It's their way of saying, hey, you're my person. And let's not forget the purring. Oh, the purring. When a cat curls up next to you and starts doing that soft rumble, it's like the ultimate compliment. Just knowing they're comfortable and happy around you, well, you can't help but feel special, like you've unlocked some cat gratitude badge. But newsflash, building trust with a cat? It's not always instant. Cats are kinda like, prove you're cool first. And that's totally okay. One way to earn their trust is to respect their personal space. If a cat doesn't want to snuggle, no worries. Give them time. Basically, think of it like this. Let them come to you on their own terms, and when they do, you'll know it's real. Another great way to bond is through play. Cats are these little hunters at heart, so they love toys that let them pounce, chase, and stalk, like feather wands or even just a crumpled ball of paper. And here's a fun tip. If you're a kid listening, you can make your own cat toys. Try tying a string to an empty toilet paper roll for a jingly, chase me around the living room kind of game. Cats love that. Oh, and here's another fun cat fact. Body language matters. Cats communicate so much without ever saying a word. Have you noticed how their ears swivel or their tails twitch? A relaxed tail swish probably means, "Yep, I'm happy right now." And when they give you that slow blink, that's like a cat saying, "I trust you." You can even try blinking back at them. It's like a little secret handshake between you and your feline buddy. At the end of the day, building a bond with a cat is all about patience, understanding, and showing them you care. Honestly, once you earn their affection, it feels amazing. Cats will have you wrapped around their little paws in no time. Not that we'd have it any other way, right? And that's it for today's curious journey into the world of cats. From their royal beginnings to their quirky, lovable ways, they've definitely earned their spot in our hearts. Thanks for joining me on this feline adventure. Now, go give your cat a slow blink and maybe a few head scratches. Until next time, stay curious and keep sparking those questions. Bye for now.